the Feast of the Presentation. The Gospel is Luke 2:22-40. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed." There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, notice that the Gospel says that they had to be presented in the temple. That is both Mary and Jesus. Because Jesus is the firstborn, and Mary, well, being the mother, according to Mosaic law, she was considered to be unclean, because the law says that a woman who had received seed, that means had received her husband, and given birth, was to be judged unclean, and that after a long period, she, along with the offspring that she had born, were to be cleansed. And this cleaning at the temple was by offering a victim of offering to God. Now, they brought a pair of doves because they were poor. People who had the means would bring a lamb to the temple to be sacrificed. So this shows that this offering at the temple was an offering done in poverty, in chastity, and in obedience. Which are the three vows that religious take and all baptized should participate of? Also, poverty, chastity, and obedience are evangelical counsels. That means is what the gospel tells us to live, and that's what Joseph and Mary lived. Now, if this Mosaic law that teaches that a woman is unclean by having received the seed is shocking to us, well, it should be, because by the grace of God, now we know better. And yet, even though that understanding was so imperfect, well, Joseph and Mary submitted themselves to the law. Even though technically Mary did not need to be cleansed, even if that law was applicable, it wasn't applicable to her because Mary had not received any seed. She was virgin, and it was a virgin birth. Now, Saint Jerome has something very interesting to say about this this grace of Mary. He compares her to the east gate of the Temple of Jerusalem. And that gate only can be passed through by the high priest to go to the Holy of Holies. So Mary is like that temple, and through her gates, because she is perpetual virgin, only Jesus goes through. It's a beautiful sign from Saint Jerome, because I believe that it also teaches that every woman is sacred, is meant to be like the temple of God. And intimacy of the woman is an openness, like with the high priest, to enter. Why? To participate of communion with God. And so sexual intimacy, far from being something unclean, now we realize that if it's lived according to God's plan, it is the encounter of husband and wife that enter into the most sublime union, which is meant to draw them into God, into divinity, into the Holy of Holies. It is precisely for this reason that any use of sexual intimacy that is not according to the plan of God, when it is not in the sacredness of the spousal union, it is something so seriously wrong, because it would be like desecrating something that is so precious and holy. So today we see also that Joseph and Mary bring Jesus to the temple to be offered to God, something that, as we saw, they really did not need to do, but they wanted to submit themselves to the law in all obedience and humility. Now, look at Simeon. He does the role of the priest and the prophet, taking Jesus in his arms and consecrating him to the Father, giving him to the Father. And at that moment, Simeon is released. Now you can let your servant go in peace. He was kind of like bound, waiting for the coming of the Messiah. Now he's a new man. Now he can die joyfully in peace, having encountered he who is going to be not only a hope and a salvation to Israel, but he will be the light to the nations. Now compare Simeon to the people of Nazareth, who did not understand, who did not believe in Jesus, even though they lived with him every single day in that little town where everybody knew each other. supposedly in an intimate way, but they really did not know Jesus. It only took an instant for Simeon to look at Jesus and say, "This is the one. This is the anointed one of God." And 30 years was not enough for the people of Nazareth to recognize him, because it is impossible to do so through ordinary means. And this is very important. Three times we hear that Simeon was in the Spirit. And that's how he could do it. So we beg for the Holy Spirit so that we can see God today. See the path that God is leading us to live today. In community, the Lord has given us a path. Do we believe this is the work of the Spirit so that we focus on it, so that we bring it to fruitfulness and to fullness? This is the work of the Spirit today. Everyone in their own vocation, do you discover in the Spirit who your spouse is, who your children are, who every person God has put in your territory of souls, who are they for you in Christ, and how to rejoice in every encounter and offer them to the Lord? Furthermore, do we recognize Christ the Messiah in the breaking of the bread? This is the gift of faith, knowing what is going on in the Mass and fully participating and being like Simeon. And look at Anna. Anna spent her time in prayer and fasting in the temple. And I believe that Simeon and Anna had a great friendship. And when Anna saw Simeon recognizing the Messiah, that was immediately the sign for her. You see, we help each other discover who Jesus is. And she went away from the temple glorifying God and telling everybody what had happened. Now, just a moment, we focus on what Simeon told Mary. It's a beautiful, amazing prophecy. He says, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, a sign that will be contradicted, because everyone will decide his or her destiny based on how each reacts to Jesus crucified." The cross is a contradiction. It's a sign that is contradicted all the time. And so we rise or fall according on how we respond to the love of the cross. Now, Mary herself will be pierced by the sword at the cross, and she will live with this piercing, this suffering, because she's united with the sacrifice of Jesus in the most perfect way. So, in the way that we approach Mary and Jesus at Calvary, our thoughts will be revealed. The truth of who we are, the truth of our hearts. Dear family, ponder this mystery. Be open in the Spirit like Simeon to go further now in understanding what an encounter with Jesus means, so we live it in everyday life. God bless you.